Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And yes, for those of you that are listening to the show or watching the show, it does take me that long to get set up. Thank you for your little instant feedback message. Yep, it does take me. I don't know, is the camera up? So every day, that's right, in order to bring you the Dr. Pat Show, you can't see Benny, but Benny has like four of these like computer screens. No, wait. He's got four computer screens and a laptop. So someday maybe they'll fix that camera and so you could see Mr. Benny. But yeah, we are so thrilled to be with you today. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
It's fixed. I just need to rotate it around. But I just have it on you. You're the host. They don't need to see me.
Weren't they going to put in extra cameras.
That's
the deal. Yeah. So that there'd be like it's a split screeny thingy kind of job going on.
We're still waiting for it too. Yeah. It's out there.
Yeah. Actually, we are actually doing a little video experiment.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a little video experiment.
Okay.
That I don't know if Benny will play with us on that one, but we have a little video experiment coming on. As a matter of fact, Jessica is working out the details of that, how to have our hosts and on TTR have their own live streaming with which we'll have information. I mean, it's kind of interesting how things evolve. You know, technology is something that I'm enormously grateful about. It's not that I know how to use some of these things really, really well. As a matter of fact, we are looking for somebody to help us with our Facebook page and get things going differently. And we've got a great plan for that. We'll be doing contests through our Facebook and giving out iPads. Look at me. I certainly know what I'm talking about, technology. And I think we want to give a shout out, Benny, don't we, to American Idol winner, Philip Phillips.
Congratulations.
Philip Phillips.
I missed last night's episode, so I apologize, but congratulations.
I was not one of the 132 million people that voted for him. My bad, huh? I don't seem to be getting these right, Benny. I just don't seem to be getting these award shows right.
There's just so many to keep track.
I know, so many in such little time. We had a great show for you. Transform your vision about the power of gratitude and live an abundant lifestyle. Sylvie Olivier and Angie Asiero. I always kill that name because I want to make it Italian. I want it to be Angie Asiero. But anyway, joining us here today of Exploration Gratitude, we've got a great show. We're going to be pulling gratitude messages all throughout the show, the hour. It's a lot to be grateful about. This morning on my 8 o'clock show, I interviewed a pretty phenomenal person. And now this is a woman. Her book is called Kaleidoscope of Hope. You know, what that book is about, it's about her journey with Lyme's disease. Okay, what am I doing with the mic? Her journey with Lyme's disease and Lyme disease. It doesn't have an S on it. Lyme disease and her what it was about her life that changed by becoming an advocate and starting a nonprofit. So, you know, there is so many things, I think, to be grateful about. For those of you out there that don't know anything about Lyme disease and want to find out a little bit more, it's really easy to do. You can go to a number of different websites. You can go to her website, which was Tina Garcia this morning. You could go to her website at Leap Arizona, L-E-A-P Arizona .com. I think it's leaparizona.com or leaparizona.org. But she's starting a movement there. There's also limefighters.org, and there's also Under Our Skin from the movie that you could go to. So we've got a lot of things going on. But today, as I said before, we have Sylvie and Angie joining us here today. You know, they have created an incredible platform so that, you know, each of us can experience gratitude every minute of every day. And, you know, we wonder why we are living in this place where it's lackluster, there's not joy, where things are not happening the way we want. But, you know, as Sylvie shared in the last show, and also with her book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, you know, her story about how to overcome obstacles and move beyond them is amazing and profound. Today, we're talking about how to transform our vision. So for those of you out there that would like to have a message pulled, a gratitude message pulled through the show today with whatever question you might have, please know that you can call and get into the queue on our 1-800 number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Now, also, take a look at their website. It is the most amazing, beautiful website that I've seen to express gratitude. And the seven spheres of gratitude are incredible. If you go to explorationgratitude.com, you'll be able to check everything out there. You also today, if you go there, you'll be able to download from the website for free this incredible, powerful, let me tell you, this is a powerful meditation. I've been using it. It's amazing. Infusion of Gratitude Meditation. Just go to explorationgratitude.com and just stop for a minute and look at the website, and then jump right ahead and download that MP3. So we have Sylvie and Angie.
Actually, they're calling each other and conferencing very shortly. So we'll have them in a minute.
Shortly. Okay. So what I wanted to just say to everybody, what I wanted to say to everybody is that sometimes when you're in the thick of things, it's extremely difficult to find that place of gratitude. But it's also incredibly easy. And what I mean by that is that gratitude is something that you can feel within. It doesn't have to be about the circumstance in your life, but the notion, the idea, the energy of gratitude about anything is incredible. So here we are today. We're going to be talking about what this vision means, how to create a vision of gratitude. But there's something also that was so incredible, and it happened on the show, I think, last week. I shared a very, very personal experience, and that very personal experience brought me to a whole new level of gratitude in my life for a lot of things. Gratitude to even be here with you, you know, and it was so important this morning when I was talking to Tina about Lyme disease, how much I was reminded of the people that are out there struggling. You know, in her story, her journey in the state of Arizona, it's near impossible to get anybody to pay attention at all to Lyme disease. Matter of fact, Tina was one of the people that was able to speak in Washington, D.C. About what chronic Lyme disease is all about, why it's extremely expensive and difficult to heal. And why most insurance companies are not paying for it. So there are lots of ways that, you know, we can become advocates for this. Many, many people that have chronic illness experience what Tina experienced this morning. And that is, and when she shared this morning, her book is called, by the way, Kaleidoscope of Hope. And what she was sharing was what the journey is like, you know, what it's like to get to the point where, you know, you're looking at your last doctor and the doctor's telling you there's something in your head that is causing you to think that there's something wrong in your body. So, you know, our hearts go out to all of the Lyme disease advocates out there. You'll hear a lot of people talk about what they consider to be an illness that has no cure, a misdiagnosed, but there are people out there waving the flag. And really putting up the fight for it. If you're listening to this from different parts of the country or different parts of the world, You're going to want to start plugging in to find out what your state's position is on it. It varies state to state. The medical treatment varies state to state. I don't believe the insurance for it varies, since they are have taken the CDC's guidelines or the Attorney General's guidelines, acknowledging that there is no such thing as chronic Lyme. So battles are being fought about this, and research and science are demonstrating that you know, there are things out there that we know are to be true about it. And my hat goes off to Tina. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, as well as my very special guest, Angie and Sylvie. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our Seven Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Wouldn't you love to transform your relationship with money so that it was your friend? Then it's time to change the way you think about the energy of money and raise your level of awareness to welcome it with grace and ease and to use it wisely. Our potential is unbounded, and if we were to decide altogether to integrate the essence of gratitude in each dollar we use, whenever and whatever we use it for, purchasing, selling, saving, or even giving, this chain of energy would have the power to transform our relationship regarding money and abundance in a very powerful way. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have, as I said before, Angie and Sylvie joining us here today. They are the founders, the people behind Exploration Gratitude. Now, as I said earlier, we are opening up the phone lines, and we would love to pull one of these absolutely amazing gratitude messages for you. And before we jump into that, I want to tell everybody that, you know, we're transforming our vision today. Today's show is really about abundance. You know, the sphere of abundance is the fifth of seven spheres of gratitude. And it's time to bring abundance into our lives, all areas of our lives. So is abundance a state of mind? What does it look like? How can we grasp it? And what does it mean to transform our lives so that we live every moment in abundance? So what I want to say for all of you out there, if you would like to get in the queue to have a special message of gratitude just for you during the show, you can give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to do this for you, 1-800-930-2819. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me here today.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about the sphere of abundance, the fifth sphere, and why this is important for all of us to embrace abundance and then receive it.
You know, abundance is really a state of mind. It's a state of being. And when we understand that it comes from the inside out, it transforms our life completely. You know, we tend to look what we can see and look at what is and think that we cannot change that. But it's not true. It's not the case. And, you know, I do remember what it was like to feel helpless and unable to bring abundance into my life. Because at some point, I had about $30 to buy groceries for my daughters and me, and we had to make it for 3 weeks. So as I said, I do remember it. But I don't live in this state of being anymore because I do understand that everything that we wish for, that we long for, is already here. And the only thing we need to do is aligning ourselves with the frequency of abundance. And how we do that? And if I come back to my example with the $30 for groceries,
yes.
Of course I didn't have the money to buy a lot of fancy things with $30 for 3 weeks, but we were creating parties. My daughters and I were preparing peanut butter sandwiches. We were lighting candles and put some music on, and I was cutting the sandwiches in funny pieces. So you see, we were having fun, and this energy is the energy we want to be in, to allow abundance to come in. And there's always a way to bring abundance, even though our physical circumstances don't seem to allow it.
What do you think?
Yes,
go ahead.
No, but, you know, I love what Einstein said. He said that logic will get you from A to B, and imagination will take you everywhere. So when we take our imagination to create abundant parties, even though we have only peanut butters, it transforms our vibration, the energy that we live in, and allow us to bring this abundance into our life.
Mm. You know, part of this is really looking at bringing abundance in with grace and ease and allow it to come in easily. But boy, it seems like it's a battle.
It seems like. Yeah, go ahead, Angie, I think.
Yes, I was going to say, you're absolutely right, Dr. Pat. It feels like it's a battle, but it's because we choose to see it that way. And, you know, I found myself in this situation where I could not see. I couldn't even contemplate what it meant to have a joyful experience every single day because I was worried about other things that perhaps I felt that I had no control over, until I began to understand that you know, in order to attract this abundance in our life, we must be in a state of happiness. And it's not about ignoring what is going on, but just really, you know, it's transforming how we feel in the moment. And I realize that if I am in a state of happiness, joyfulness, and excitement, I actually allow this expanded awareness. I experience a space where I can, you know, find some creative solutions to all the concerns that I have. So once you start to experience that, you realize that you don't want to go back into that place where there's chaos and that you live from there. You want to acknowledge that it is there, but you want to live from a place of peace so that you can be open to the possibilities of finding new ways of bringing this creativeness, which Sylvie was just expressing, that, you know, you could have had a squared sandwich, but instead of doing that, you could have sliced it four ways and shaped triangles or circles or other shapes in order to make it look like you were really enjoying an abundant meal. It's just a way of changing how we perceive things.
It is really absolutely amazing what that shift could do energetically and otherwise, right? How we allow that to show up in our lives. You know, so, you know, the thing that is so striking by all of this is that, you know, if this is the knowledge and the way that we do this, then why aren't we doing more of it? But I guess a better question is, what do we need to learn to be able to do this? How can we bring this level of abundance into our lives? And, you know, I think we're talking about the fact that we agree that we can, but what what do we have to come to realize this? And what do we have to do to make a change, a shift?
Well, Dr. Pat, I believe that it starts by making a choice. I have to make a choice. Yeah. I have to make a choice to either live in that chaos or make a choice to live in a state of happiness, true happiness, being grateful for the abundance that I already had in my life that I had completely forgotten, that I had a roof over my head, that I had my health, that I could get up in the morning and choose to pursue the things that I wanted to. All things that are so important that enrich our lives, instead of looking outwards and seeing, you know, how am I going to make the next dollar? How am I going to provide for my family? So that's going and looking for it externally. But, you know, when we allow abundance to come easily into our life, we need to go from taking to giving, and giving to others through service. You know, how can we serve someone before asking something in return? And I answer this question every time I interact with someone, because it changes the dynamics and the energetic exchange between two people.
Yes, it
and
does.
Let me share something.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So I strongly believe in being of service, and I do so with my clients. And I occasionally send them article, book references, or video clips that I know will add value to their life. And just the other day, one of my clients sent me an email 4 weeks after I had sent him various articles and simple messages of encouragement telling me how he put into practice the things that I sent him with outstanding results. And his message was, Angie, I am so blessed that the universe put me on your path, on my path. And now how cool is that? For both of us, he uplifted me as I had done so previously to him. And this was so unexpected to me. So this is where abundance comes, when we're in a place of service, ready to be the light that uplifts others. And in return, you know, abundance responds in kind.
You know, it's so interesting that we're talking about this. For those of you just tuning in, Angie, Sylvie joining me here today, they are the proud parents of Exploration Gratitude. And I say that honorably, because if you go to the website Exploration Gratitude, you just the very presence of that site and the spheres is transforming. They're joining us here today. For many of you, if you would like us to pull a message of gratitude for you, we would love to do that. We're actually going to do one right now. We're going to take a minute to do that right now. But our toll-free number here is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or you can use the instant feedback. I forgot to mention that. You can use the instant feedback system by going to Dr. Pat Live or Transformation Talk Radio. .com, and on the right-hand side, you will see instant feedback. Type your name in. If you have a particular sentence or something that's on your mind, you might want to type that in, and we'll make sure we pull a message for you as well. When we come back, we'll be talking about what about the collective consciousness? How does it affect abundance? How does it affect your abundance? We are taking your calls, as I've said before. There's no easier way to get the flow of abundance going than through gratitude, and we are here to help you today with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Are you ready to create a beautiful and powerful partnership between the essence of abundance and the splendid power of gratitude? Are you ready to create the life that you desire for yourself and your family? Then stop worrying about your bills and step out of the daily grind by tapping into your unlimited creative potential. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships right into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back, everyone. Benny and I are just getting our little cues going on here. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Very, very grateful for so many things in my life. And thanks to my very special guest, Sylvie Olivier and Angie Archiero, joining us here today. They are the founders of Exploration Gratitude. As Sylvie, as you've heard us talk about before, she's also the author of Gratitude in Action as well. Very, very powerful book. But what we're learning is what they've created are these seven spheres of gratitude, and they are incredible. If you go to the website, Exploration Gratitude, you will be absolutely visually amazed at what you'll experience. Those seven spheres and the invitation of gratitude and to be grateful is there. It's one of the most powerful places we can come from. Today, we're talking about the fifth sphere, which is abundance. And boy, that is a tough one, ladies, for people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? We're talking about the collective. We're talking about the economy. Everybody was freaking out yesterday over the stock market. I think we should pull a message, and then we'll go to the phones. We should pull a message. One of the gratitude messages. And before you do, would you tell folks where these messages come from? Because you all have created something brilliant to remind us each day of gratitude.
Yes, of course. You know, at some point, I had one of my friends who asked me to write 365 messages of gratitude and to translate them in English also, because I speak French usually. And the challenge was I had only 7 days to do it. But when you come in this state of gratitude, it's possible. So we've done it. And they have been edited and printed and all of that. So it's now possible for people to get their own messages. If they go at explorationgratitude.com, they can get their 365 messages of gratitude and pull one a day to stay in this profound, transformative energy, which is the essence of gratitude.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Well, let's pull one for the collective, and then we'll go to the phones. For those of you that would like a personal message pulled for you, you might give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call and we will pull a personal message for you. Or you can go to drpatlive.com and or transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side. Put your question in there in the instant feedback space on the website, and we will get that up for you as well. Let's pull one for the collective, if we might, and then we'll go to the phones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. It's a really appropriate one.
All right. So
it is, true happiness reconnects with the sacred origins of gratitude. Mm. C'est un véritable bonheur que de se reconnecter aux origines sacrées de la gratitude.
Hmm.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yes. Let's go to the phones. Benny?
Sure. Let's bring on Joanne from Kirkland.
Hey, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Pat. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What can we help you with today? And then we'll pull a message for you.
Something about any area of my life?
Anything you like, yes.
My future career.
All right. Let's pull one of those gratitude messages if we could, ladies.
Yes, of course. Okay. It's, by revealing the essence of gratitude, I receive a continuous flood of new ideas. En révélant l'essence de la gratitude, je reçois un flot continuel d'idées nouvelles.
Mm. Joanne, it's interesting, you talked about career because, to get new ideas about careers, we have to get to a place to be grateful for wherever we are in the moment. I think that's one of the most difficult things to do, don't you?
Yes.
Can you find a way to get to a place of gratitude for where you are right now. Can you get to a small place? You don't need to have much. Something that you're super grateful about.
Yes.
I love it. Mm. What'd you think about the message?
Yeah. It was wonderful.
Mm. Wow. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Yes.
Joanne, can you stay there a minute?
Yes.
Yes. Is she still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Pat, do you allow me to just share something very quickly with Joanne, and it will be beneficial for everyone?
Perfect.
Okay. So just for a minute, think about things that you don't like right now, and I will do it with you.
Okay. Well, all should do that.
So, mm-hmm. Yes. Everyone. Yes. Everyone. So think about things that you don't like now. So notice your posture, your breathing, your mood. It's not really fun, right?
No.
So now shift. Shift and think about what you're grateful for. And notice how you feel right now.
Mm.
Your posture, your breathing, your mood. We are filled with a feeling of excitement, and it creates energy, peace, and joy.
Oh, wow.
So if you practice gratitude on a daily basis, it will shape your destiny like you wouldn't have ever imagined.
How did that...
Gratitude is being in a state... Yeah, gratitude is being in a state of non-resistance. So how does that feel?
Joanne, how did that feel for you?
Life-changing.
It is life-changing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It is. It is. Well, thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
That was a very fascinating exercise because I thought about what I didn't like, and then I thought about what I was grateful about. What's so interesting is that it wasn't actually even related. You know what I became really grateful about? I would love to share this, and then I'd love to talk about how this, you know, moves us forward for abundance. Yesterday, I had to go through a series of doctor appointments, you know, and mm-hmm. I had to, you know, I was in a new place, new doctor's place. You know, I had to go get a, what do you call those, electrocardiogram things, you know, for your heart, mm-hmm. you know, the heart mm-hmm. checkups that you get. Yeah. Mm. So you get in there. Now, when you go to the doctor here, at least, you've got to fill out a lot of pieces of paper, like, what if you don't, you know, who can I leave a message to? Who should I, mm-hmm. you know, who should I call in case of, you know, who is your contact, right? Is there somebody that can help you if you're living alone? I mean, I didn't even get the test done to find out if there's anything wrong with my heart. And that got me going to, like, the emergency here. And then you get in the place and listen to this. This is the most ridiculous thing, and I'm telling you, there's a gratitude part to this, ladies. Just I'm going to tell you in a minute. But you're in the cardiologist, right? You're filling out all these papers, or what's going to happen to you if you don't make it? Honestly, I have never been. Then you get in the room, and you know they come in and they want to take your blood pressure 50 million ways, right? Mm-hmm. But as they're taking your blood pressure, they're asking you questions about your family. They're asking mm-hmm. you, all right, where's your mother? Who had a heart attack? Did they die of a heart attack? So here I am. They're trying to get my blood pressure, right? I'm in the heart doctor, and they're asking you about your family of origin stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I said to them, you know, ladies, if you even get close to my normal heart blood pressure, it's going to be a major miracle. Mm-hmm. I said, you need to go away with all of those questions and come back. You know, it's like, do you smoke? No, I don't smoke. Did you smoke? Yes, I did. What? Yeah, like 30 years mm-hmm. ago. Well, then how long did you smoke up to that point? And they're trying to take your blood pressure at the same time.
Yeah.
So here's the place of gratitude I went. It's really interesting. What I realized is that when filling out all those forms, right, I actually have somebody very important that I can put down as the person to call. I was so struck by that, that when I put Linda's name down on all of the papers, right? You know, she's got my power of attorney for health and all of that. I thought to myself, how grateful I am that somebody has my back, somebody like Linda. How grateful to have somebody in my life that I know is going to be there for me. You know, how grateful can we be about something like that? And I just thought to myself, talking about this today, it's such a different energy. Even though we're not talking, I wasn't thinking abundance, right? I'm thinking, look, if something happens to me when I go in for this test, who do I want them to call? And it's so important to look at the small things in our lives, and it's not a small thing, but to look at the things in our lives, the connection, you know, the places. I'm grateful for this show. I'm grateful for both of you. But in moments of stress, every one of us can pull something from the sky, something from the universe that we're grateful about. And that's so important in the work that you both do. When we come back from break, we'll talk about, you know, what this means to create an absolutely amazing energy of abundant wealth, gratitude when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our Seven Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Wouldn't you love to create unlimited abundance in every area of your life? Then it's time to clear your clutter, putting order and allowing circulation of what is not useful anymore. We create space to receive what is most desired by us now and in abundance. When gratitude is integrated in your life and you surround yourself with beauty, her vibration uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, attracting more beauty, more harmony, and enriched relationships with grace and ease. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yeah, you know what? We should be playing that song by, what's it, Dr. Dre and Eminem, I Need a Doctor. That's what I need a doctor. We should be doing a rap to that song, to that little story. But yeah, if you go to a place of gratitude, you can pretty much kind of move things along. I wanted to just take a moment for you to give out some information about the website. And, you know, I know you're also featuring a special product this time on the show. So can you tell us a little bit about that, Angie?
Yes, certainly. So the product that we're highlighting this month is our Spheres of Gratitude Origami Box. What is beautiful about this is that this box was created to allow the stimulation of the energy of abundance in our life by making it easy for everyone to express their gratitude while becoming aware of the abundance that surrounds us. And this packaging comes with two very special sheets and a strip of beautifully designed Seven Spheres of Gratitude stickers that, when created, act as a treasure chest, because the cover of the origami box is our Essence of Gratitude mandala, which carries a high vibrational frequency. And every day, as you notice abundance in at least one sphere of gratitude, the earth, health, time, heart, abundance, you know, sacred space and water, you write down your experience in a few words on a small sheet of paper, and you deposit it in your box and feel gratitude for this abundance.
Yes.
And it was, you know, and it was designed in a way that we wanted people to experience a sacred moment when they were building the origami box, to think, how are they linked? How are they personally linked in their life to each sphere of gratitude? And this creation has your energy in it, so that the messages that are placed in this box continue to vibrate with this energy. And I personally use this origami box to lay the messages of gratitude that I pick each day to rest in this box while adding my personal message of gratitude at the end of the day. Then I go about my day and I watch how abundance returns to me. Mm. I find it such a beautiful way to be grateful. And to serve as a reminder, because we are busy in our lives and we sometimes forget. And so this box serves as a way to be reminded,
yeah,
to be connected, and allow us to stay connected to this vibration.
I love this, and I love, I use the messages, and I use the box as well, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the messages are just enough, right? And by the way, you don't have to do them one a day. I do them more than once a day, and once I open the, once I open them up, I go back, and I repick them, because there's no mistake at all about getting a message that you need. I mean, this is really important in what we're talking about here today. And by the way, the infusion of gratitude meditation that you have made available and free to people, it is absolutely life-changing. For those of you that are listening to this show, if you have not gone to their website, this is free. This is a free gift by Sylvie and Angie. If you go to explorationgratitude.com and you download that free meditation, you will be set. So this is so important, the work that you both are doing, because we are in a little pickle here energetically, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I like the way the fact that you brought to our attention again the infusion of gratitude meditation. And just this morning we were discussing with Sylvie how this meditation magnetizes abundance towards us. It, you know, when we hear it more than once in a day, it helps us to maintain that level of vibration so that we can be in abundance even when there's chaos around us. Isn't that right, Sylvie?
Yes, of course it is. Yes, it's 20 minutes. Of course, it, you know, we need to be committed and disciplined enough to do it. But when we start to do it, after we see some results, we are getting excited and we want to do to be in this state even more. So you can do the 20 minutes during, you know, at the beginning of your day, and after that you can pull out a message. You can stay in this essence of gratitude state, and it will transform your life.
Well,
it did it for me.
Yeah. And I also play it throughout the day. Even in the background, I play it in the background.
Yes. Wow.
I don't.
Yeah,
I
didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You are so creative.
I am so desperate. You know what? I am the person that created crust busting. It's a concept, and actually, it's a concept that I am going to be moving forward again. And the idea is about being crusty. And, you know, nothing is really wrong with us. We just have these layers of crust. That's the concept. It came from me being so crusty at some point in my life that I couldn't even get off the couch. So I need tools. Mm-hmm. I need tools. I have to play that in the background. And it works for me.
Yes.
It works.
That's really beautiful, Dr. Pat.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I want to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? I'd like to hear from each of you. What would you like to leave us with today?
You know, I had a vision. I saw a huge wave of gratitude moving around the planet, reaching each human being, raising consciousness from ordinary to extraordinary consciousness, and thus uplifting the quality of life on Earth. So I'm deeply touched by this vision, and I really see the transformation that is occurring now. And time is always present, never late nor in advance. So my question is, will you join this huge wave of gratitude? Because together we can make it happen now. And Dr. Pat, you have my deepest gratitude for everything that you do.
Thank you.
My final thoughts is for all of you that the tipping point comes when you make the choice to be happy, to fill your life with joyful moments every day, to be mindful of what we say to ourselves and to others, because thoughts become things. So choose good things. But you have to take that first step. A small step leads to a bigger step. And as you take those steps, just watch with the eyes of a child and see how the universe responds in kind. It's pure magic. My love to you all.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. I mean, you're taking on the big fight here to have a passion about global consciousness is an amazing vision to have, and you both have taken this to a whole nother level. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
All right. Let's take a short break, everybody. We will be right back. How to increase energy naturally with Dr. Thane of Wellness One. Boy, get ready for this one. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. We're going to take what we call a shorty, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Are you ready to create a beautiful and powerful partnership between the essence of abundance and the splendid power of gratitude? Are you ready to create the life that you desire for yourself and your family? Then stop worrying about your bills and step out of the daily grind by tapping into your unlimited creative potential. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships right into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellness1.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellness1.net or call 866-499-7509.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.